French drive from Tom Brennan's own restaurant on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard. Kellogg's, Pep, and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, at our microphone again this morning is a fellow who's been around radio for years, who's been around the stage for years, who's been around, he's been around Little Man for years. Here he is, Tom Brennan.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
You're an old lady. Good morning to you out there along the network party line. Good morning for the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. A radio program. Rumored. True. Comes from the Brennan Restaurant, an eating place in Hollywood. Open all day long. Nights to the public. Restaurant plug. The weather in sunny Southern California is what we like to term excellent. Well, it's a little on the chilly side in the early morning, but it does warm up during the day. I'm reading now from the bulletin from the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce. Well, one thing I do know, that ivory flakes are pure and mild, despite the weather throughout the nation. So we just kind of like to visit as we open this first portion of our little broadcast. And I don't know, let's start with you. Who are you?
Cora Paul.
Where are you from, Cora?
Waterloo, Iowa.
From Waterloo, Iowa.
Where the Rath-Packing product was made.
Where the what?
Rath-Packing.
Rath-Packing?
Yes, sir.
You mean Rath Bacon? And...
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Are you a stockholder in the company?
I am.
Huh?
Yes, I am.
She is? I thought so. Why don't you go get a radio program of your own? Who are you?
Elizabeth Salso, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello. We're just visiting a bit.
This is Fanny Hacker.
From what?
Manhattan Beach.
Mrs. Fanny?
That's right.
Fanny what?
Hacker.
Hacker. Hello, Miss Hacker. She won't even look at me. I don't blame her very much. Who are you, buddy?
Tom Woodbury, senior first class.
Where you live?
Stockton, California.
Stockton. Mm-hmm. Get the sergeant here, too. Sergeant?
Sergeant Lee Sarcino, Fort Collins, Colorado.
Your first name?
Lee.
Lee Sarcino.
Sarcino, right.
Mm-hmm. That's an unusual name. Hello, Mother. Who are you?
Mr. Dana Stewart, my name.
What is it?
Stewart is my name.
What's your first name?
Celia.
Celia Stewart from Pasadena. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Miss Stewart?
Oh, I'm not old at all.
You what?
Not old at all.
Well, just you don't mind saying, do you?
89.
89? No, just a youngster. I'll run this girl. I don't know, she may win the orchid around here. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. George Ellowings from Marshalltown, Iowa.
From Marshalltown, Iowa. Well, we have a delegation here from Iowa again today. Everybody has their hands up. You want anything in particular? I don't know. Do I? You do? What do you want, honey? What?
Mrs. Etta Johnson from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yes. Well, why did you have your hand up, Miss Johnson?
Well, because I wanted to speak to you.
Yes?
Uh-huh. Yes. I want to tell you what a fine fellow you are. Oh. That I really...
Well, now let her alone, will you please?
That we're going to vote for you.
What?
We're going to vote for you for president, you know.
Oh, I knew there was something wrong with you. Crazy Andy making that speech here the other day. Who are you anyway?
Mrs. R.C. Province, Gary, Indiana. And I was born on election day, so what am I, Democrat or Republican?
You were born on election day?
Yes, sir. I was born on election day.
Oh. You know there's a different election day in almost every state in the Union?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were born on national election day?
Yeah.
What was the date of your birth?
And I was so sorry because my husband... father was a Republican, and we got a Democrat president. You know why? He wasn't there.
He what?
He wasn't there.
Your father wasn't there.
No, to vote. Because I was born on election day.
You were what?
I was born on election day.
Well, what date was the date of your birth?
5th of November.
The 5th of November?
Yes.
I knew that she doesn't even know what election day is, what day it is. Is that election day in your neck of the woods?
Yes.
Uh-huh. The 5th of November.
I'm an Iowan.
You what?
I'm from Iowa.
Yeah. Do you like to play ghost?
Now, what do you mean?
Well, I just wanted to know, did you ever see a ghost?
Yes.
You look as though you're looking at one now.
You know what?
What?
I think my hat will match your hair.
You what?
I think my hat will match your hair.
It matches yours pretty well, an old gray hat like that.
Pardon?
She's a gabby soul, isn't she?
Oh,
be quiet now. I want to say something about ivory flakes. Now, just be quiet. I'm going to ask a question and give you the answer at the same time. What is a woman who? And the answer is, she's a woman who uses ivory flakes for her fine clothes and also for her dishes. Sure, she thinks about her hands, too. And for prettier, younger-looking hands, one box of flakes is all it takes. After all, why take the trouble to give pretty clothes ivory flakes care and then neglect your hands? If you wash dishes with any old soap that comes along, pretty soon your hands get so red and rough they'd even scare a spook. Maybe a strong wash day soap is doing that to your hands. Next time you shop, look for ivory flakes, the flake form of famous ivory soap. Ivory flakes, pure flakes, mild flakes. One box of flakes is all it takes for prettier, younger-looking hands. Ivory flakes are the answer to faster suds, too. They melt into foamy suds quicker than the chill races up your spine when I sing. Or Bobby sings. Actually, ivory flakes suds faster than any leading wash day soap on the market. On the question of soap for dishes, the answer is for speed, for suds, for prettier, younger-looking hands. Only one box of flakes, that is all it takes, your ivory flakes. Every time I sing, I remind myself of my wife. My wife's name, maiden name, Billy Dunn Brenneman. B-D-B. Broken down baritone. I want you to meet Mrs. Brenham. Here she is, Miss Tom Brenham, folks.
Hi, Billy.
She's not quite as blonde this morning as she usually is. I don't know if she's going to the beauty shop. Who are you?
Mrs. Lloyd Johnson, right. Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
Mrs. Vernon Williams from Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
Mrs. Tom Nicholas from Pasadena.
Good.
Madge Williams from Palm Springs.
Yes. Palm Springs, California. We're going for a hat now. There's one over there that looks like it came out of the, made of pampas grass, and one there. I don't know. We see a lot of grass models there. There's a beautiful pink one, but Johnny, I spotted one back here like we've never had before, as far as I know. And I don't, I'm talking about yours. Who was it?
Suburban Frederick, made in Oklahoma.
From where?
Edmond, Oklahoma.
Will that thing come off?
Sure. That easy.
Oh, this is a little dope. It looks like a it looks like a miniature shopping bag, doesn't it? Huh? I mean, if you don't want to wear it for a hat, you can pin it on here and kind of use it as a pocketbook. It's a thing in gold that fits around her little soiled too. And it's black. And it goes on her. Pretty horrible. There you are, honey. Johnny, will you give her a cigar, too, will you? The hatch this says... This year, I guess these new models that are coming out, I don't know what you call them, the 1947 models, they're all kind of grass numbers. Kind of funny looking. Billy, I'll let you draw a number out of me, please. And this will win our wishing ring, folks. It's 22607. 22607. Remember, ladies, fats and oils are still critically short, so keep on filling the salvage tin. Everybody, every day, save every drop of used fat. Must be here.
Oh, hello.
Well, she is here. And who are you?
I'm Mrs. Emil Ladwick from Cherokee, Iowa.
From Cherokee, Iowa?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How big a place, Miss Ladwick?
Yes.
How big a place is Cherokee, Iowa, Miss Ladwick?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe about 10,000.
I don't know whether we've had. Have you ever heard anybody on the program from Cherokee, Iowa?
No, sir. Just from Sutherland, and that's about the closest.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody on the program from Cherokee. I don't recall of anybody being here. Mm-hmm. How long have you been in Southern California?
Oh, just about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, you're having a little vacation,
yes,
are you? Did you drive out?
No, sir. I came by train.
You came by train?
Yes.
How was the weather back there when you left?
Well, it was a little chilly, but I hear it's going to be 30 below by the time I get back.
Yeah. Well, they're having a little cold weather back there. I understand. I don't know from the reports that you get over the nation. I heard on the news broadcast last night they're getting some storm back there.
Yes, I heard it was to be.
Where are you stopping? With relatives here?
Yes, sir. With my sister and brother-in-law family.
Uh-huh. Do you have a family yourself?
Yeah, I have 2 daughters and 1 son.
Mm-hmm. And where are they?
In Cherokee. But then we live on the farm. I have.
Oh, you live on the farm? Yes, uh-huh. Of course, you're kind of snowed in back there most of the
winter. That's what I hear. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear. We weren't when I left, but
well,
I hear there's snow now.
Do you go back in that country?
Well, we have plenty.
What do you grow back there? What's your main crop?
Corn, soybeans, oats.
Mm-hmm. If you put this down, honey, you're going to rip that all to pieces.
Yeah, maybe I will. I'd like it for a souvenir.
Well, I'll give it back
all
to
right.
you. All
right.
Well, it's true. We had a lady in here the other day just ripped her scarf all to pieces.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you better take your scarf off. That name is a very unusual name, Mrs.
Ladwig.
Ladwig.
Yes, sir.
How do you spell it?
L-A-D-W-I-G.
Yes. But how long have you lived on a farm, Miss Ladwig? You born
24. No, sir. I was born in a little town of Quimby.
Quimby, Iowa.
Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And then after you were married, you went to live on a farm.
Yes, sir.
And you have help on your farm, do you?
Yes.
How many
yes.
people do you employ?
Oh, right now my son is growing, so we don't have much extra help. Mm. But before, one man generally.
Yeah.
Except in busy times.
Yeah. I bet your duties are pretty arduous, too, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
What time do you have to get up in the morning back there? In your
time the sun comes up. About 5 o'clock.
About 5 o'clock?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Then in the winter, we sleep a little longer. You know?
You sleep in a little longer in the winter.
Yeah.
Sleep about 5:15, I guess. Well, I imagine you have stock, cattle.
Oh, lots of it.
Mm-hmm. Chickens?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. How do your chickens lay at this time of the year, do they?
Yes, sir. If you feed them good.
Huh?
If you feed them good.
Why, golly, you know, we have chickens and we have... Well, we do. And we haven't been able to get any eggs for the last 3 months, and all of a sudden, bingo, a dozen, 15 eggs a day. We only have about, how many do we have, Don? About 25.
Well, that's good.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm. I went out and threatened them. Well, I did. I went out and made a pep speech, Don, see? But now we're getting fine eggs. Let me see.
Maybe I better try that when I get home and give mine a peck.
Yeah. How many eggs do you get a day, usually?
Well, I don't know. Not very many when I left home.
Mm-hmm. All depending on the number of chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, there's your wishing ring, Mrs.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Ledwig? Medwick?
Ledwig? Ladwig.
Ladwig. Yes. All right, Miss Ladwig. Now, wait a minute. Are you going to put it on your finger?
Oh, I never thought it ever mean that.
Well, now, you've got a wish, I bet you.
Oh, I wish my family could all come out here.
Oh, you'd like to have them come out
yes,
and visit?
Yes, I don't feel right being out here by myself.
Oh.
Unless I'm home in the snowbanks. You know.
You don't?
No.
Well, that's a swell wish. I hope they can, too, get out to California and see us.
I sure
would you like to live in California?
Yes, sir.
Would you?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, you're pretty smart, too. Here's your card back again.
Now,
here you might take along these rings, clear nylon.
Oh, fine. That's well, thank you very, very much.
Well, you thought of your family. I will think of you.
Thank you.
And remember to make them wear up twice as long. Well, you use ivory plate, won't you?
Yes, I surely will.
All right. Good luck. We're glad to welcome another station to the ABC network today, and it's in Utica, New York. And its call letters are WGAT. And to owner J. Eric Williams and manager John Melville, we're saying a big hello from Hollywood. But that will conclude the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Remember, they're mild flakes. They're ivory flakes. This next 15 minutes brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, makers of Pep.
Good.
Here's our good neighbor letter, then we'll meet Uncle Corny. The good neighbor letter, another one of the unusual letters, coming from Jericho Springs, Missouri, which incidentally is a new one on me, too. Says, Dear Tom, I want to tell you, I think my school teacher, Mrs. Nellie Kell of Jericho Springs, Missouri, is a good neighbor. She is so thoughtful and good to everyone. Our school is so small, we couldn't get state aid, and we thought we wouldn't get a teacher. Well, she said she would teach the school for whatever we could pay her. She picks us all up, the pupils, but she picks up all the pupils but three that live near the schoolhouse and takes them with her in her car. She gives each of the eight pupils a free music lesson every week. When each child's birthday comes, she has a party for them, and they get presents, and they also get things to eat, such as sandwiches and cookies and salads and cold drinks. Sincerely yours, Patsy Sue Hartley. Grade 11, she's aged 11. Grade 8, age 11, the school of Flowing Springs in Jericho Springs, Missouri. So to that little schoolmarm, rather that marm, schoolmarm of that little class of 8, Mrs. Nellie Kell in Jericho Springs, Missouri, goes our orchid. She has been made our good, good neighbor today. Hello, Corny. How are you this morning?
Well, I don't know. I ain't so good today.
You're not so good.
No, I'm kind of like the man said that he was handling goods at the fireworks counter. I'm feeling punk.
Oh, well, that's too bad. What's the trouble?
Well, I've been down in the dumps all morning.
Well, why have you been down in the dumps?
Well, I went down there with Dick Tracy. We're trying to get Pat Patton out of that icebox.
Silly. Well, cheer up, Corny. Why don't you get a smile on your face? I mean, why don't you get a brisk snap in your walk? Why don't you throw out your chest?
Can't afford to. I'm underweight now.
No, Corny. What I mean is, be glad you're alive. Be glad that you're an American. That you live in America's most beautiful cities.
Well, that's true. This city really has a personality all its own.
Personality?
Yep. Like New York is a big, bustling city, it has a personality of a big, happy businessman.
That's true.
And Los Angeles, sort of like a beautiful lady. Very modest and a beautiful lady.
Modest?
Yeah. Before letting anybody see her, she always slips into her smog.
Oh, isn't that awesome? You got a joke for us this morning?
That was it, fat boy.
Corny, our orchid this morning goes back to Jericho Springs, Missouri. Do we have any folks here from Missouri who might know where Jericho Springs is located? Well, sir, no? I'm out of this little community somewhere along there. Mrs. Nellie Kell. Anyway, Uncle Sam will find it. Mrs. Nellie Kell in Jericho Springs, Missouri. You'll see the get song for a moment.
Yes, I'll take you.
I must get this new bridge work fixed. You know, folks, seriously, if there's one thing I've learned, it's what folks like to eat at breakfast. Yes, sir, and take it from me, Kellogg's Pep is right up at the top of the list. There's a cereal that makes your appetite sit up and take notice. Golden toasted, sunny-looking, sunny-tasting Pep gets 'em. Good, you bet. Pep has a grand, toasty flavor, so fresh and crisp, and it's just the thing to perk up the morning appetite. Mothers tell us that they don't have to coax their youngsters to eat a good breakfast when there's Kellogg's Pep in the cereal bowl. And what a good thing it is that kids go for this hearty whole wheat flavor. Especially these winter days when so often they can't play outdoors long enough to get their full quota of sunshine. For Pep, the sunshine cereal has been fortified to fortify your youngsters. Day in and day out, just the regular one-ounce serving provides the daily requirement of sunshine vitamin D. Pep is one of the very few foods that in one serving provides so much of this valuable vitamin that helps build strong bones and teeth. And Pep provides energy vitamin B1, twice as much B1 as good whole wheat itself. So serve this grand Kellogg cereal tomorrow and every day. Serve Pep to the whole family. It's grand to eat. It's good for you. Remember, day in and day out, you get sunshine vitamin D from Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Get Hep to Pep. It's a Pip. That's P-E-P, Pep. Now then, we're going to award our lovely orchid to our eldest guest, and we happen to know the little lady from Pasadena that we met earlier in the program is 89. Is there anybody older than 89 this morning? Will 89 do it? By golly, she does. She wins. And it's her birthday. Now, I want to get your name again.
Mrs. D.E. Stewart.
Yeah, Mrs. D.E. Stewart.
D.G.
D.G. Stewart. You say, Miss Stewart, you live in Pasadena. Yes. I've lived there for many years.
Well, quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Where were you born?
Oh, across the ocean, in Denmark.
You were born in Denmark?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you came to the States?
19.
You were 19. Were you married in Denmark, or were you married here?
Married here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I thought maybe they married a little younger in those days, didn't they, Mrs. Stewart?
No, I don't think they did. Some of them did, probably.
Where did you spend most of your years?
Perhaps in... I'm 19 is a good part of my age.
Huh?
19 is a good part of my age.
Oh, no, not 19. I mean, how many... For instance, where did you come to live first when you came to the United
States? Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
Yes, I know how you say that so beautifully.
I say other things that don't sound so good. How long did you live in where in Minnesota?
Oh, southern Minnesota.
Mrs., you want to lean against the desk here, Mrs.?
Yes, you do.
In southern where? The reason I ask you these questions, I'm trying to kind of get you oriented along the network.
Well, Spring Valley was the town, and about 20 miles south of Rochester.
Rochester?
Yes.
Well, then you must have a lot of friends in that community.
Lots of friends.
There, that's the thing I'm trying to establish, you see. Right. So that when they hear it, they'll say, well, I heard Mrs. Stewart on the radio.
Oh, well. Hi.
Did you raise a family?
Oh, yes.
How many?
All we could take care of.
How many?
Well, six of them, all told.
Six?
Yes.
Well, that's a nice big family.
Blending.
You betcha. It keeps you busy. And you lived on a farm.
Yes, part-time.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were pioneers.
You were pioneers?
Yes.
You mean that you by that...
Pioneers in South Dakota.
In South Dakota?
Yes.
Oh, then you moved to South Dakota.
Yes, we took up land.
You homesteaded?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How big was your place?
Oh, 300-400 acres.
Mm-hmm. Did you spend many years there?
Oh, yes, about 10.
About 10. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did you do? Did you dispose of the property?
Oh, I just let the government have it.
You gave the government it back to you. Turn it back to the Indians. Well, and then you moved to California, is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you're having a birthday.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do today?
Oh, I'm going to visit Tom Brenneman's breakfast club.
Yeah, you're here now.
Yes, and that's been my ambition for the last 4 years.
Well.
When I had the orchid for being a good neighbor.
You got a good neighbor,
yes,
Orchid.
Yes, and this is the ribbon of this around.
I wondered why you were wearing that ribbon.
That's the reason.
Well,
that is my objective point, was to come and tell you about that.
Well, aren't you nice? Aren't you an orchid? Or good for her? What? Why did you get the good neighbor orchid? Refresh my memory.
Where?
Why?
Well, somebody sent in my name. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And
what did they say in the letter that they wrote?
Well, I don't. I didn't even see it.
Well, did...
They know my history. And
you must have been doing some very good work. What were you doing, Mrs. Stewart?
Oh, just being neighborly. Mm-hmm. We lived in town, and being neighborly, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I didn't have anything to do with that part of it.
No, of course you didn't. I bet you didn't. It was quite a surprise to you, eh?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what I'd like very much to have you do, Miss Stewart, if you will. Would you like to join us in a little birthday lunch?
Well, I'd be pleased.
You and your party, come and have lunch with me.
Surely would.
Would you?
Indeed.
Well, that'll be just grand. I'll come down and, by golly, we'll cut a little cake for you, huh?
Oh, that's the limit.
That's the limit?
Yes.
No, honey. I won't make the cake. I'll just cut it.
Very well, that's fine.
If I made it, it would be the limit. Well, we want to say your first name is what?
Celia.
Celia. We're going to sing Happy Birthday, Dear Celia. Come on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Celia. Happy birthday to you. Look what we have for you. Miss Celia Stewart. On your 89th birthday,
yes.
A good neighbor at one time, and we'll look for you at lunch. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. How many are in your party, Miss Stewart?
Three.
Yes. Well, and I'll make the four. Huh?
That'll be lovely.
We'll have a foursome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We won't go close to the 19th hole.
No, we'll go when the sun shines.
When the sun shines. All right. I have a little birthday kiss for you.
Oh.
Goodbye, Miss Stewart. Incidentally, we're sending orchids to Mrs. Mary Lindner in St. Louis, Missouri, at 4411 South Grand Avenue. Mrs. Elizabeth Montgomery of 1130 Merrill Street in Hubbard Woods, Illinois. To Mrs. Julia Smith of 1316 Alameda. Is it? Yes, in Santa Barbara, California. All of whom are celebrating their 100th birthday today. We're going to have to kind of break it up now, I think, and we'll have to get out your songs. We do have our Dewberry Beauty Kit to award, and we have some other things, some lovely roses here from Cedric's. And we've got a Kellogg variety pack here. I'm going to give somebody. Billy, take it home. Things are tough. I don't know. But we'll make those awards. Come on. And that ends our Hollywood breakfast.
That's all the time, Mr. Dave. Friends, we'll join us again tomorrow for more fun with our guests here in Tom Brenneman's restaurant. This is John Nelson, and back to your host, Tom Brenneman. Until Monday, then.
If you haven't gotten in your contribution to the March of Dimes, do it today, won't you? The last week is closing fast, and quotas must be met if we are to defeat this dread disease that threatens our kitties. Please contribute your dollars and dimes. That's it for now. Good luck to our nations of Americans all over the world. Till tomorrow, then. Goodbye, all.
I'm Brenneman's Breakfast in Hollywood. Brought to you transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's Cup and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. I bet in that cookbook in your kitchen you've hidden a special recipe you wouldn't show to anybody else for anything. Because it's yours, and it's good. So you can understand how it would be with that very special recipe the Kellogg Company has for Crumbles. A recipe nobody else in the world has got, because there's no other cereal like Crumbles. No other cereal made in those little toasted shreds of real whole wheat. Sort of sweet and mellow rich. So good. So different. That special breakfast cereal, Kellogg's Crumbles. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.